Fab Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station. Right after the Bob Rivers Show, it's 95 minutes of the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. 95.7 KJR.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see rain with a high of 56. Tonight, rain low down to 51. And tomorrow, clouds with light rain with a high of 58.
It rose up out of the asphalt, pointing to the sky. Its razor-sharp point could have slayed a dragon. It was like a dagger, like a...
It looks like you just ran over a nail. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Duly noted.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the fall tire sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
3 days before my surgery, I had questions about what my insurance would pay for. So I called Regions Blue Shield, and they made it their priority to find out. It turns out I hadn't gotten all the information I needed. So we fixed that, then Regions called my doctor to better understand why I needed the procedure. I got approved the morning of my surgery. What a relief to know I was covered.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Discover the ultimate outlet experience at the Outlet Collection.
Walmart presents Keeping Your Vacation Days.
Last year, Paul didn't prepare for cold and flu season, so he spent his vacation in bed in his superhero PJs. This year, Paul went to Walmart and got 25-count Zicam Cold Remedy Rapid Melts for $9.62, 24-ounce DayQuil NyQuil Severe on rollback for $11.97, and 20-count Alka-Seltzer Plus Cold Day and Night for $5.96. And now he'll get to show off his stylish fanny pack in Barbados.
Save money, live better, Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
I think fall is the neighborliest of all seasons, don't you? Something about it just makes you want to bake a cobbler and take it to the nice person living next door. However, I might be gone to Bartell's big fall sale, so neighbors, you can just leave that cobbler on my porch. Of course, Bartell's gets the Neighbor of the Year award because they've been here helping Northwest families in all seasons since 1890. And during their big fall sale, I can save even more on the stuff I use all the time, like 25% off all John Frieda hair care, Jergens and Curel lotions, and Biore products. And get this, for every $30 worth of John Frieda, Jergens, Curel, and Biore I buy, they'll give me a $10 Bartell's gift card. Know what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to share that Bartell's $10 gift card with a neighbor, probably the one who makes me the cobbler. So you've still got time. Blackberry's my favorite. Bartell's, your family-owned neighborhood good sales make good neighbor store.
Oh, morning already.
Dateline Seattle, 6 a.m.
Okay, okay.
Or in other words, go time.
Hello.
12 noon. Grab a bite. Run to the bank. Pick up dry cleaning time.
Order up.
Thank you.
5 p.m. Hurry home, change clothes, run back out for showtime. You know, even on a so-called normal day, these are busy times. But whatever your day brings, you want and need to stay informed. And not just with headlines, but with the clear, thorough, trustworthy voice of the Seattle Times. The Times now delivers news when and where you want it. On your front porch, laptop, tablet, or phone. So keep up with the news during travel time, break time, play time, anytime. The Seattle Times. Now more than ever, where life unfolds.
I'm a house painter.
I work in a bakery.
I'm a freelance designer.
I never bothered with health coverage.
I could never afford a health plan.
Well, I lost my plan years ago when I left the large company that I worked for.
A historic new law is bringing health coverage to every man, woman, and child in Washington.
But now, I'll have coverage again.
Now I have an individual health plan from Premier Blue Cross.
I was even eligible for financial help with my premiums.
Now's the time to talk to Primera Blue Cross about an individual health plan that includes checkups, prescriptions, hospital stays, and more. You may even qualify for a plan at little or no cost to you, all from a company that's been providing peace of mind for individuals and families for over 80 years.
Peace of mind is a beautiful thing.
To learn more, call 1-877-PRIMERA. Go to primera.com/goblue or talk to an independent producer and go with the one you know. Primera Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can, too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
Okay, for starters, my name's Pat O'Day. Wants a heavy drinker and other stuff as well. I want to take a few seconds to tell you of Schicksal Hospital. It makes it easy to put those life-shortening career and family-wrecking habits behind you for good, just like I did 20 years ago. Few regular heavy drinkers understand that if given the Schicksal treatment, it doesn't take discipline or constant caution to live that sober life you were designed from birth to enjoy. I had to do it. And my quick treatment left me sober for life, never tempted, never missing it for a second, never ashamed to tell you about it. Now, that's medical success. So don't beat yourself or let others beat you up anymore. You're just as good as they are. You were just born with genes, probably got them from your mom or dad that assured that you'd get badly hooked in time. Correct it now and add years to your life. Schicksal, just 10 days is all it takes. 10 days and the real you will be back, happy, desire-free, and just perfect again. Check it all out at schicksal.com or call 800-GRAVY. Be sure and bring your laptop and your cell phone. And thanks for listening.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're working with an okay drive, but we do have quite a bit of rain coming down, so please do take it easy this morning. Northbound I-5 through Federal Way, already getting a little slow. As you make your way between 288th all the way up to 516, you'll see some congestion there, some pretty heavy rainfall as well. The Valley Freeway northbound, as you head through the, or head towards the Kent area, you'll see some pretty slow traffic, and northbound 405 through the S-curves already pretty packed as well.
This report brought to you by Allstate.
With Allstate's digital locker app, you can keep an organized inventory of your things. It's free, can sync to your computer, and if anything happens to your things, it can save you from a lot of headaches. And with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure it's protected. Visit Allstate.com today to get a quote.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
And here's Sweet Kiss Mama.
Be pretty for you, like I match my belt, tumble
last smile across my face. Button it down so nervous out of place. Scratch my name across that stone. I'm going down slow.
What an amazing night for the 12th man. I've been coaching for a long time. I've never heard a crowd like that. What a freaking night.
Wow. Dramatic.
What a day yesterday. Oh, yes. Look who's here. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, man.
I thought he'd have to shave, but...
Hello.
It's actually better without.
That is amazing.
I've seen old women with whiskers. It works.
Thank you, darling. Good morning to you.
What's neat is he really didn't have to do anything.
Nope, not a thing. Shopping in the afternoon was fabulous.
All right.
Good morning.
This is funny. And I apologize. I'm a little late this morning.
I know. And this is, it's going to be beautiful on you. I'll lend you this for tomorrow.
I tried to be 2 hours late, but I couldn't sleep that long. Look at that.
Hiya, handsome. Can I drop the lingo?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, good. There you go. Attaboy.
Right. Good morning, everybody. How are you? Today is Monday. It's the 30th of September. Spike had to dress as Mrs. Doubtfire this morning.
He nailed it.
No,
he was late last week, an hour and a half, and the only excuse we would accept is female problems.
Well, yeah.
Which Jody had.
I don't know what you girls do. I don't know how you do it.
It's hard.
All right. Did that require a lot of work? What do you got into there?
He made himself some boobs. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
God made these.
You know, it's funny. They look more real than many.
I stopped for coffee this morning, and the gal at the coffee shop didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't even notice. I gotta drop some man boob weight, I think.
Well, you are in. Did you whereabouts in town? Did you stop?
Oh, just at the coffee shop.
on Aurora. I thought it'd be better if I parked the car and walked up and down Aurora looking for coffee this morning. I thought that would be a really good idea.
You could walk up and down Aurora all day and nobody's stopping
for
you.
Made a little money on the road. It's good. Uh-huh. Made a little coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to promote Value Village as your Halloween stop because I am so wearing this for Halloween.
Oh, that is perfect Halloween for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you've got the little wig?
Got the wig. I got the foundational garments.
Right.
Got the nice cardigan.
It is a nice
lovely cardigan. Thank you. Got the...
Where'd you get the cardigan?
$4 Value Village.
Wow.
Oh, you just bought that?
The whole ensemble yesterday, under $20. Now, although I did go retail on the pantyhose.
All right.
I'm not going to wear used pantyhose from Value Village.
Good call.
It's good to know that people on a fixed income can dress themselves.
Still dress with class and dignity.
Is that like queen size pantyhose?
Oh, you wish. Yeah, queen plus.
Yeah, right. Queen plus.
This is really no fun unless you're watching on the video. But
I think Chris
we'll
took
take plenty of pictures.
Chris took a photo already, and we're going to post that up there for folks to enjoy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's so funny. I woke up this morning, and I looked at my alarm, and it didn't go off. And the last thought I had before bed was last night was Spike's coming in at Mrs. Doubtfire because it's late. Wouldn't it be funny if I overslept?
It would be funny.
And I did a little. But 4-0. Let's talk about the Seahawks because everybody is. Yesterday's game was an away game, 10 a.m. in the morning. It looked like one of those games where you say, well, let's try not to get beat too badly. I mean, that's what I was thinking halfway through the game, weren't you?
I'm thinking, three subs on the offensive line on the road against the number two defense in the league. How could they be expected to compete? That's really not fair. You know, this is going to happen when you travel.
The Seahawks had three subs.
Both starting offensive tackles and the starting center. Two Pro Bowlers gone for yesterday.
And why were they gone? What, did they have a family event or something they had to get?
Female troubles.
Yeah.
Was what they said at the press conference. Female troubles.
There will be three Mrs. Doubtfires on the field next week.
Okung's gone for what, 8 weeks?
He's on the injured reserve.
Right.
Can return.
So right.
And what happened to him?
That was his
toe. He ruptured
bad toe.
Oh, he was the guy with the toe. Okay.
Right.
So the toe was bad enough that he couldn't play.
Yeah. Then you got Max Unger, our center. I think he had
what was up with him?
Tricep or something.
Yeah.
One of those seps is messing up with him. He should be back next week, hopefully. And then you had one other, who's our guy who always gets the penalties?
Oh, Giacomini.
Yeah, he was out, too.
With a knee, a banged-up knee.
So you've got a lot of guys out.
Wow. And yet.
And it looked like that in the first half. You could tell those guys, the rookies and backups who were forced to start in the first half, they didn't have their game together. And then J.J. Watt, Mr. Bloody Nose.
Did they get it together, basically?
They got it together.
I got to say, I'm not into it the way you are, knowing all the players and who's pinky hurts and whatever, but I see things, just people things, and there was one player who got a penalty, two in a row, and I think there might have been false starts or something, offense or whatever, encroachment or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and after the second one, you saw him marching off the field. We're not going to let him in the next play,
right?
Yeah,
and he goes over to Pete Carroll. And you expect to see the coach look mad,
mm-hmm.
and the coach just like smiles at him and encourages him and says, "All right, let's I don't know what the coach said, but it wasn't the look of a coach that was pissed at you.
That's his move.
He's never that way.
That's what he's like.
He's a positive dude. He's a cheerleader.
How do I do that? Now, could I make you guys really?
He's
happy?
He's all love the enthusiasm. Let's remember we can count to two. Okay,
yeah.
Count to two with
me,
buddy.
Is he saying? I want to know his secrets. Is he saying it sarcastically or is he really? Really a nurturing guy.
I think he's a nurturing guy. I don't know what words were said, but I figured he said something like, that's got to stop, just matter of fact, and gives him a little pat.
I don't know. He looked like very, it's okay, don't worry. Yeah. It looked like he said, it's okay, don't worry about it.
We're going to need you before this is over. We're going
to
need you.
So, and there were a couple times I watched the coach to see how he reacted to things.
I'm sorry, but in the middle of a game when a penalty is called and it's your fault, you messed up. There's no question
Nobody
about
needs
it.
To tell you.
No one needs to tell you. That's just redundant. Now it's overkill. You're going to make the guy feel even worse?
Tell me about the dude with the dude who kept getting his face ripped off for the Texans and did not care.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Man.
What a beast.
That's a man right there.
I'd like him on our team.
Yeah.
He was also a very nice guy. Like, I think I saw him, like, high-five one of our players after a play. Like, who was the one who was high-fiving an opposing player? Like they just, you know, blew through them and did something, and then they high-fived each other like, yeah, that was a good play, even though they're on the opposite teams. Like, I guess a few of them do that.
They do, and J.J. Watts, he's a consummate football player. I mean, Pedro, you don't happen to have his post-game, do you? J.J. Watt, if you can find it, because, you know, after the game, Richard Sherman's on the, you know, and, you know, it's classic Richard Sherman.
Yeah,
you
he's boastful.
Right. This wasn't an accident. We practiced that particular play. I baited the quarterback. You know, he was classic Richard Sherman. And they go to the locker of J.J. Watt after the game, and, I mean, I thought he was going to bite a reporter's head off.
He was mad.
Oh, it was like, you know, I mean, he had to cut himself off. Halfway through his little tirade, he had to stop and say, that's all I'm saying. Because he was about to throw his...
What was he mad about?
Well, the fact that they've lost twice in a row. This ain't fun. This ain't fun for me. But you could tell. I mean, the guy wanted to bite somebody's head off.
He's a competitor.
Yeah.
Well,
amazing.
At one point, they showed, like, his helmet was off. He had bleeding coming down the side of one face, coming out of a nose.
The bridge of his nose was ripped wide open.
Yeah. And then he had a thing. Well, he had his mouth guard sticking out, but it looked like someone had ripped half his jaw out. It was actually
like he's an extra from The Walking Dead, is what it
from The Walking Dead. Yeah. And they showed him walking for a long time, like 20 seconds. And during that time, he didn't even like touch. He didn't try to wipe any. He didn't even appear to notice. That he looked like he was ripped in half.
I was saying, get that guy out of there. Don't let him bleed all over our people. You know, the NFL is the only place where they let you just go out there and bleed like that. If that had been the NBA, he would have been even a little cut.
Why is that? Are you concerned about transmitting
diseases?
Do you want
strange blood all over you? Do you want a guy, you know, flipping blood all over you?
The NBA will make a player stop the leak before he can go back into a game.
That's because how many?
I know. Out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Out good lights.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. A lot of NBA players.
Yeah.
By the way, I got the audio right now.
Here you go. Here it goes.
Okay, here it goes.
This sucks. Nobody likes to lose, especially like this in your own building. This isn't fun, man. I was sick of it after one loss. I can't. That's all I'll say.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
He's like a Lurch. Lurch and Sling Blade.
Yeah, he's maybe the best player in the NFL at any position.
You really like him.
Oh. Guy, 20 and a half sacks last year, 13 block passes. And, you know, in the first half, he was eating our lunch. He was hanging out in Russell Wilson's lap eating his lunch.
First half. What does that mean?
Well, when you told
me. I know what it means. It's a cliche.
When you own a guy. I mean, you know, and he's going up against these rookies like Bowie, you know, and he's out of position guys like McQuist. Right. I mean, he's eating their lunch. The whole first half. He's living up to his billing. But come the second half, when these rookies got their game together and the coaches coached them up a little bit. I mean, Bowie's a seventh-round draft pick. This guy was like waiting by the phone.
A lot happens in halftime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. This is the best halftime second half team in the NFL. Easily the best second half team in the NFL.
And the best fourth quarter team. It's because Russell Wilson, he does not give up. He will not give up.
At some point, does Carroll say to Russell, I don't know, you just do whatever you want to do. That's what it felt like. That's what the announcers were saying, and it looked like that's what he was doing.
All the great quarterbacks can will themselves to a win, and that's what Russell Wilson could do. Let no quarterback, I don't know if we've ever had a quarterback that could do that, but John Elway, Tom Brady, even guys I don't like, but I'll say, these are the guys who figure out a way, even if they don't have the talent. Like right now, if you watch New England last night, same deal. They have all rookies, but they have Tom Brady. He figured out a way to beat the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. The great quarterbacks do that, and we've got a great quarterback.
All I know
right
is it was a messed up game for me yesterday because I had to leave the house to go meet a friend for brunch just as the game was starting, and they were winning. And I saw my Facebook feed as I was waiting for
they
for
meaning
my
the
Alex.
Texans.
No, the Hawks.
No, the Hawks.
Zip.
The Hawks.
Oh, 3-0 for a little while.
And
yeah.
Then Marshawn Lynch had a run, and everything was going great. And so I thought, oh, this is good. After brunch, I can just go home. But then I got in the car, And all of a sudden, we were losing 20-3. And I was like, well, now I can't go home because I don't know if you've met my husband.
Because your husband will be upset. Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, I know that. I know. This is a phenomenon many wives have.
He has this energy suck thing that happens when the Seahawks are doing really badly. I just don't want to be in the house. Not like I'm not allowed in there. I can go wherever I want. I choose to not be near
him. Yeah, you stay away from an animal that's wounded.
Right. So I made plans for the rest of the day. I was going to do a ton of stuff. I was going to go home, grab the kid real fast, just like sneak out. But then after the farmer's market, I heard, now we're doing okay. So I slowly drove home and just kind of listened to
overtime.
Oh, she
got to experience him feeling the wind.
Yeah, I sat in the driveway until I figured we had it.
And I don't know how many people will admit it. Russell Wilson didn't quit, but I can guarantee a lot of people did. A lot of people said, I got to get my gutters clean before this storm comes. I need to get to the store.
I thought about that, too.
I know a lot of people did not see the end
of that. You think a lot of people gave up and turned it off?
I think so.
I don't know. Would anybody admit it?
Is there anybody out there?
Seahawks pulled off a dramatic overtime win, 23-20.
A 20-point unanswered comeback. Shut the Texans out in the second half. Shut them out.
Is there anybody out there that this morning is still, how does it feel to have walked away during the game and abandoned the team? I don't know if anybody will admit it. If you're in a feeling like admitting it, you can call 877-901-0957. If you're in a real hurry, 52309 on the text, 52309.
I know my buddy.
You're too shy to admit it publicly.
My buddy Jim walked away, the guy I was watching it with, but it wasn't his doing. He was called away for family stuff, but I swear the minute he left is when it turned around.
Well, then it's his fault. But I'll tell you how I handled it. And my son came over for breakfast. He said he would come over at 9. We would watch the game at 10.
Mm-hmm.
He was late. He came over at 9:50.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started recording the game. And I time shift games a lot. Some people don't like that. They want to be seeing it live.
I love that.
I love time shifting. We had a nice visit, and about 11:30, I said, well, we better start watching the game.
Oh.
And so I started watching the game, the 10 a.m. part of the game,
right
at 11:30. And as it started sucking,
mm-hmm.
Keith and I were like, well, I don't know if we want to waste our whole day watching this. And so Keith and I do the same thing. Let's fast forward it.
Yeah.
Oh,
watch it on double time.
And we'll watch it.
Yeah.
We'll see if the Seahawks score will stop it and back up.
You're cheating.
That's okay. No,
totally cheating.
That's no way.
And
to
so
watch
we fast forwarded it, and we kept seeing was, and if you're watching it and fast forward, you can see first down, second down, third down, first and ten, first and ten. Oh, shoot, they're getting first downs. We saw both touchdowns for the Houston Texans. And we went, oh, I'm so glad we're not wasting our time with this.
Mm-hmm.
Then we fast-forwarded even more, and we saw, oh, wait a minute, Seahawks scored a touchdown. All right, it's back up. And we started watching the game there.
Yeah.
So all we watched was the comeback.
That's the greatest. I love fast-forwarding through a game.
Because I didn't feel like I invested any time in watching the Seahawks lose, so the win was even sweeter. And once we were back in it, then we just watched the whole thing, and we had caught up to the real live time.
You got 2 hours of quality family time?
Yeah. Scott in Falls City.
Hey, yeah, I laid down. Well, I fell asleep in my chair and woke up from my nap and said, oh, man, they're losing. So I just rolled over and went back to sleep.
That's good. So you fell asleep for the beginning and the end.
Not really, because I woke up and everything's like, everybody's, yeah, they won. I said, no, they didn't. They lost. Yeah, okay, they won.
All right. Scott, you don't care that much anyway, it sounds like.
Well, no, not really.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the
all right, but I appreciate your honesty. I mean, it's a fun thing. If the Seahawks go on this kind of a tear for much more of the season, you do know the entire city will be electrified. Right now, just 90% of the city is electrified.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, it's kind of like, okay, we'll win it, and then we'll get there, and then we'll do what we done last time. We'll get out-refed,
Do you have children? I hope not.
Well, yeah, I do.
Oh.
I'll raise them up and all, but then they'll just turn to a life of crime. You know, they'll just break your heart.
I got a technical question to ask Bob. How come when he was late here a few months ago, he didn't have to come back in and miss his Doubtfire gear?
Well, I think,
and we thank you for the call.
I thank you for the call.
Mr. Abbey is brought to you by State Farm.
I think you have to be an hour late.
Oh, okay.
You were an hour late.
I've never been an hour late.
Right. You called in on the telephone, so.
Yeah, I've never been an hour late, though.
Okay.
The following statement will be reviewed by the upstairs booth.
By the way,
Scott knows he was awake for that.
These guys will gladly bust me anytime you want, so you feel free.
I'm really surprised when you were talking to all them comedians last week, you didn't bring up your son, Andrew.
Oh, this is one of my hecklers.
I love this guy.
I love him, too.
Give him the hotline, Eric.
I did. I actually was a bad father for a little while, unlike you, who just assumes they'll fail.
Yeah, just turn my life to drugs them. And crime. There, break my heart.
I told my daughter, you know, you don't need an education. You just need a rich old man.
There you go.
Girl.
I love this guy.
Girl.
You know, it's not about the education, because they're just going to test you out anyway, or they'll go on strike.
Yeah, just tell her to make sure she stays thin and pretty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Get some old man to take care of her.
Or just learn how to cook.
Did you ever see
should be both.
Did you ever see the meme? It's got that big old fat guy in the water at the beach with the man boobs and the gray bald hair. And on his hip is this hottie, this like 11. And underneath it says, "Fathers, tell your daughters this is why you study. Fathers, tell your sons this is why you study."
Why?
Yeah.
Because either way, that's what happens. If you're a girl who doesn't study, or you end up with this hottie.
I mean, I see. And if you're a guy who does study, it doesn't matter what you look like.
Right.
I see.
If you're a daughter, you're going to end up with that.
I kind of don't believe in any of that. I think it's about the personality, but that's a crazy notion. Scott, let me ask you a question. What do you do for a living?
I am a transportation engineer. I relocate stuff.
Okay. That's vague. Are you a bus driver?
Bus driver? No, I wouldn't drive a bus. I'd end up slapping them little tits.
I think he's a mover.
He's a car thief.
Are you a mover?
No, I'm not a bed bugger.
Trucking company?
No, I haul logs.
Oh, a log guy. Okay, cool. So,
yeah, you know.
If your son was interested in being in logging, you wouldn't help him?
Oh, hell yeah, I would. It's good money.
Just checking.
You know, what else is he going to do? You don't need an education. You get to listen to the radio all day, you know?
I
love this guy.
I think...
who needs an education?
These are our peeps.
Well, no, an education, you pay for it, and they don't hire you. What I don't understand, look at all these teachers. They don't hardly make any money. A truck driver makes more than a teacher does.
Yeah, and the teacher went and got a super higher education, had to learn all sorts of painful stuff. And what do they get for it? Nothing.
I don't know. Every time I've been to a college, the only thing I do is come out of there with a hangover.
Oh, my God. Must have got the same one I did.
Yeah, I see. And a truck driver, a log driver, you didn't need an education? Don't you need some serious vehicle training for that?
No.
Nothing?
Oh, God. No, you just got to be smarter than the logs. You just got to stay ahead of them.
That's a guarantee.
Wow. Got to be smarter than the logs. And this was a close call on this one.
Scott in Fall City, thank you very much. Here's Scott.
All the wisdom.
Destined to become a regular caller. Okay, that's our guy who fell asleep during the Seahawks game. On the text?
Plenty of people on the text. A little easier to admit it when you're anonymously texting.
Left and went to the movies.
Wow.
If you don't watch any sports, that time can be used living. Just like the show talking about sports when the sports fans are tuned into the sports radio. In other words, we're wasting our fans' time who are not into sports because there's already somebody to talk about the Seahawks.
No, I disagree with that. A lot of people want to talk a little bit about it and then talk about other stuff too.
Well, I also think when your team is very special, it bleeds in. Here's my gauge. When my wife is talking about sports, then it's interesting.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it all morning like they will.
Yeah, another thing is like even music. When my wife is listening to music that's out of her realm,
mm-hmm.
then I know it is crossed over in its mass appeal. For example, my wife has started listening to hip music radio stations. She is not in their demographic, which is safe to say without hurting her feelings, because we're decades out of their demographic. But she's digging on certain songs, and we were driving around in the car yesterday, and I said, "Wow, you're listening to that station." She was listening to Cube, my wife.
Cube?
I know. And I said, "So what do you like about it?" And she said, "Well, it's just some good songs."
She was waiting for something specific to come on. I wonder which one.
Well, first off, those stations play, and no offense to them, but they play the same. If you think you hear the Eagles too much, they play the same song every 16 minutes, it feels like. And the two songs she dug and turned up were Macklemore, Same Love,
mm-hmm.
and Lord with the song Royals.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had already heard of them because you guys had used them in bumper music to keep us old fuddy-duddies from being too lost mm-hmm. in the Elks Club of not knowing what's going on.
Did you lay some info on her? Like, oh, did you know that girl's 16 and from New Zealand?
Well,
her eyes are far apart?
I didn't know about the eyes.
Oh, it's weird. She's like a mackerel or something. It's the weirdest thing.
Like mackerel.
It's like, what?
But Lisa knew that she was 16 and from New Zealand.
Ah.
And I realized that it's because the media takes these stories, and they probably discussed it on The View. They probably discussed it in some other part of Lisa's habitat. Her habitat, you know, the places she can be found.
Does she go to Ellen's habitat at all?
She's in the Ellen habitat.
Ellen's good at keeping you up on
what's
happening.
She's in The View. If it's on that show, Doctors, she's got me trying it.
Mm-hmm.
That show, Doctors, talked about, I had like a sore knee, and on the show Doctors, they had some stuff you rub on a knee. It's a little white cream. Mm-hmm. And I always humor her when she wants to like rub some cream on the outside of something that hurts inside. I never think that stuff works.
I'd be faking injuries all over the place.
Well, yeah, if she was really good at it,
it's not sexy because it smells like
embalming fluid.
Yeah.
Well, this particular cream, I'll have to find out what it is for you, because she said it's got warming properties.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like there's things like Vicks Vapor Rub, which mm-hmm. is eucalyptus. And there's things like Bengay, which warm you up. I think it's just another form of Bengay. She rubs it around my knee. And at first, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But then 15 minutes later, it's like my knee's on fire.
Yeah. Plus, somebody touching an injured area nicely and gently is also kind of nice.
It's just therapeutic, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't tell her. I didn't. It was weird. I would. A man typically, unless he's somewhat leaning feminine in some way in his character, a man typically doesn't like.
Doesn't want to be that.
Rub cream on things unless it's a dire emergency.
Did you mm-hmm. did you see J.J. Watt? Speaking of the Seahawks win, the blood coming down that guy's nose.
Mm.
Did you see when the trainer tried to come over and at least clean up the blood on his nose?
Did he push him away?
Oh,
get away from
me.
Yeah, that's the way I was, too.
Right.
So, anyway, so people are like, with the Seahawks, it's crossed over now to, because they've won four in a row, and because at least two of those wins, maybe you could even say three, were against formidable teams, right? Two for sure.
At least two. And Carolina on the road, that's no picnic. It took some real effort for those guys to get that win.
Now the expectation for all of you, even if it's just you have a friend or a husband who watches the Seahawks, the expectation now is that every Sunday game is going to turn into an event. You may have people over. There will be a need for extra participation on your part
mm-hmm.
if you're not a fan. And if you're not a fan, there will be so much water cooler chatter about the Seahawks that you'll have to know something.
Here's two good texts back to back, just so you guys know what we're dealing with here. Here's one. I didn't watch 1 second. Can we talk about something else now? Mm. And then the next text is, people who want to bitch about the Seahawks chat can suck it. Seahawks fans have waited 40 years to be relevant.
Suck it!
That's right. Yeah.
Well, what makes this team special to people who are even not really that much fans of football, and ladies in general, is we have three really interesting characters. I mean, they could be
on the Seahawks.
Yeah, they
team.
Could be on any reality TV series.
Mo,
they could
Larry, be, and Curly.
Well, you've got Pete Carroll, who is a rock star,
an amazing
in
coach.
Himself.
Yeah.
And every time he opened his mouth, something incredibly inspirational and quotable comes out. Everybody likes that. You got Russell Wilson, who could be on the cover of any magazine. This is the best looking man in the NFL.
No, this guy is every father's dream.
Yeah.
This is the guy you want your daughter to fall in love with and bring home.
Yeah.
If he was just an inch or two taller.
Well, and that's what makes him even better. Women love that. This is a real size guy here. This is not some behemoth.
Is he real
guy.
Sized? Or
yes.
Is he short?
No, he's 5'11"?
He's yeah. average. That's 5'10
and 3/4. He is an average-sized man.
Shorter than I am.
Average-sized, good-looking man who quotes Bible verses, helps little kids, and is just a perfect kind of
married
guy.
Married his college sweetheart.
And then for the women who like the bad boy, you got Richard Sherman, the guy who is eminently telling you how
the
great
man you
he
want
is.
To visit in prison.
Yeah,
that's
well, no, Marshawn, maybe.
That's Marshawn.
No.
I'm not saying either one of them will go to prison. I'm just saying they have that bad boy look.
Yeah, well, Richard Sherman has
the... They work out in a prison yard. No one's going to say they don't look
well,
like they belong.
Well, we got a few of those guys. But yeah. Richard Sherman has...
So you have a whole team.
But we've got three guys who every time they open their mouth, incredible things come out. And that's off the field. I mean, that's what makes them huge stars to everybody. And that's part of what makes it fun. I'm excited. Everybody's
Lisa seemed
excited.
To enjoy it, too, yesterday. She's enjoying a football game and Macklemore. And some pop star with eyes like a walleye. I think it's pretty interesting. I've never caught a walleye. It's like a...
That's a better reference, by the way.
It's like a perch with eyes sunken in, right? It's like lurch eyes.
Yes. This state, by the way, the biggest walleyes you'll ever find
right.
around here.
Where would I catch a walleye?
Eastern Washington, Banks Lake.
If only there was a report at Weekly, a report that could tell us where the walleye lurks.
Joe said the report's going on hiatus for the winter season.
Once the rain comes like it came this weekend.
Nobody's going fishing.
Yeah, the masses, and we don't want to. It goes back to the Seahawks. You want to talk about what a lot of people are thinking about.
Got it.
Fishing's kind of going by the wayside till April. But walleye, there's some awesome fishing for those in this state.
What a dramatic comeback. No one expected the Seahawks to win yesterday. Are the national press going all like, wow, this is a destiny team or anything of that yet? Or is it still too early in the season?
No, this morning's ESPN headlines are all about they're now chronicling Russell Wilson's comeback wins over his brief, 16-game or 18-game counting playoffs pro career. They're looking at all the fourth quarter comeback wins he's racked up already against the likes of Green Bay, New England, the Washington Redskins, now putting Matt Schaub and the Houston Texans up on that trophy rack for Russell Wilson. And did we nail the Matt Schaub song, by the way? I got to admit.
First quarter.
I hate to pat ourselves on the back. And he was dissecting our team in the first half. Matt Schaub was cutting us up like a butcher in the first half. And then here comes the pass rush. Push him down, knock him down, beat him up. You see him on the back holding his head during the interception. That's exactly what we were shooting
that
for.
That interception throw was totally caused by our defense.
Yep.
Old Thomas got his interception. Yeah. Red Bryant was in his face.
Very fun. Very fun. Next week?
Indy. On the road. Going into another hostile town.
Indianapolis?
Great football team. They've been blowing people out.
What did they do yesterday?
They blew out Jacksonville.
They crucified Jacksonville.
Week.
Yeah.
So it's
but everybody blows out Jacksonville,
right? But they have
it's like de-pantsing a Boy Scout.
they have Andrew Luck, the guy who's picked
a wee blow.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, the guy picked to be the next Peyton Manning, and the guy taken before Russell Wilson in the draft, way before.
How much did they blow him out by?
37-3. Better than we did.
Going to be another tough team.
Yeah. Very tough. We need a song.
I don't know about this picking on other players.
Oh, really? Because I got a great idea. I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Luck be a loser tonight.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah, you can sing Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, you got to do that. Sorry.
Andrew Luck their player?
Yeah, Andrew
Luck is their quarterback.
Their all-star quarterback, their Pro Bowl quarterback.
By the way, these football players, are some of them coming up with fake names just to be a brand? I mean, they actually had a player on the Texans whose name was Merciless.
Yeah.
And that's his real name. Was
and
that
Mr.
his real
Pleasant
name?
Yes. Too. I'm Mr. Pleasant.
Yeah.
I got Mr. Pleasant, Mr.
He's
Merciless.
All taking bows and stuff.
Was he, is that his real name? Do you know, Joe?
Yes, that's his real name.
His mother had that name.
We speculated some of these guys might be like from the prison and they gave them these fake names, you know, Merciless and Pleasant and stuff. But no, those are real guys.
Wow.
Good team. You can tell the difference, too, with Matt Schaub and Russell Wilson. You notice at the end, Matt Schaub getting booed heavily by his people.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a pretty good quarterback. And they've
getting learned, booed, yeah.
Yeah, they've lost patience, totally.
Oh, how bad would it feel to be a Texans fan, sit through that game, to be up 20-3, watch your team systematically collapse, and then in overtime, just to watch that field goal sail through.
There was a guy who went out in the parking lot, burned his Matt Schaub jersey in the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Houston. I mean, they're that's how upset they were.
Wah, wah.
All right. Well, it's sports, folks. Yeah, it's not that important, but it sure does bring a lot of people together. 6:48 on the show today, Linda Berggren, supervisor of animal training at the Chessington World of Adventures Resort in England, where they are imposing a dress code for visitors. It's a kind of an interesting story, actually. If you wear the wrong thing, you can upset the animals. Would this apply at the Woodland Park Zoo? I think it might.
It would probably apply at any zoo.
Yeah. So what not to wear at a zoo? Also, ScreenBid's co-founder, Jeffrey Dash, they're doing a prop auction of Breaking Bad memorabilia and some of the props from the show. Boy, that's a great way to raise money. I saw the finale live. Did you see the finale live?
I did.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to do this. We're not going to give up anything.
Mm-hmm.
Except to say, I think it's fair to say, like I didn't want to tell you Dexter was awful, so mm-hmm. we waited a whole week to say it was awful.
Yeah.
This was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
It probably could not have been better.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
There will be critics that go, oh, it was too great. You don't want to leave the audience that happy because then what is there for people to grumble about?
Who would say that? It was a terrific series, and it was wrapped up perfectly, and everybody's saying that it was a triumph and that we'll all miss the show.
Yeah.
But
I still miss Dexter. It's just the last episode was stupid.
That's probably going to spoil it. All right.
Don't. Yeah,
no, I'm ready.
Is there a spoiler alert wait time on a series finale like this?
Yeah, for me, it's 1 week.
Okay, a week?
Yeah, because if you don't see it within a week,
shame on
then you're one of those DVD watchers, and you'll watch that season some year, and even mm-hmm. if you heard something about it, it's still going to be enjoyable.
I'd say by Wednesday, everybody who needs to know is going to know.
Yeah.
What stage of douchery are you if you gave up a Facebook spoiler last night?
100% douche.
Yeah.
Who
either stupid or full douche.
Somebody on my Facebook stream, he said the one thing that blew it.
Seriously? And
for me, I'm still three seasons back.
Yeah.
So I got no right to complain. But this guy full douched.
That's lame.
I mean, right there on
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, well, again, because you're four seasons back, you know, I think if you can sing a Frankie Valli song to describe how far back you are in a series, you kind of don't matter.
Yeah, I got no ground to complain.
But he still shouldn't tell you that day because there's other people who...
Well, it's your job to plug your ears and stay out of media if you don't want to know something.
No, that's not possible these days, Joe. Because you don't even think of your phone as media and your phone will go, ding!
Right, boom.
You know,
everywhere you look.
Yeah, you can't. I tried to do that even with recording a Seahawks game, and the phone tells me the score.
Right.
I tried to turn it off. I don't know. You have media that doesn't even want you to turn things off.
You get a breaking news alert or something.
I don't even know what it is. It's just my phone is like totally controlling my life. Alert.
But
you can't tape a Seahawk game and expect the next day to not know what's going on.
Right.
You can't.
And I would expect the same of a big series. Like, as far as Facebook goes, the thing people like to do on Facebook is give their opinions on something right after it happens.
As it's happening.
Yeah, or even as it's happening. So if you don't want to know about Breaking Bad,
don't be on
you probably
Facebook.
Shouldn't be on social
media. Yeah, but
media.
You can give your opinion and not give away, like, just what we said. I loved the way that series ended, or what an amazing show, and I'm going to miss it. You don't have to say, I can't believe...
Right.
I mean, that's just silliness.
Right. It's the only show I've ever seen, I think, that has a show right after it called Talking About the Show You Just Saw.
That is a phenomenon that has started with The Walking Dead, Talking Dead, and it's. I feel like, sadly, it's going to keep going, and I don't get it at all. It's like, if I want to talk about shows, then I'll call up my friends and talk about shows. I don't want to listen to other people talk about shows.
These are people who don't have friends.
Jimmy Kimmel was on it last night, and only because it was the last episode I watched it.
Sure.
Because I have never watched it before.
Yeah.
I was also curious to see the kid who plays the disabled son with his real disability not acting.
Yeah.
And he was on it. And he talks basically the same way as he talked in the show. That's his speech difficulty. But his body, he can move around. He can walk better than he could walk on the show.
Right.
And I thought that was interesting. And Skyler also. Skyler has been so messed up.
And a gun, yeah.
The whole show, that to see the actress.
And she's fine.
Just being herself.
She's okay.
She seems all right.
She's all right.
She's not messed up.
She's not.
Yay!
And you know, we already know Betsy Brandt is very cool, and then the guy who plays God, I'm so terrible with it. I can never Jesse Pinkman. Mm-hmm. What's his real character? What's his
Aaron Paul?
He's cool, but he's a little messed up in real life too, I think.
No, Aaron Paul's amazing. He
didn't he do the cold open on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. We have audio of that coming up, and he did a.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be a neighbor of his that got him pissed off.
No.
He looks like he could flip a switch.
He just married his beautiful young bride.
I saw the pictures of the bride. Lisa had to immediately search for pictures of his beautiful brother.
And look at that.
He likes to. I mean,
worse than me.
He was giving out He did a scavenger hunt in L.A. for passes to this viewing party in a cemetery that he did of the last episode of Breaking Bad. He really is doing his own. Like promotion for it. He did a fundraiser. He's cool.
Yeah, in real life, he'd love those barrels of money.
I think that he kind of senses the mortality, like his own career mortality. Like, this might be the highlight of his whole career.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's how good it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
6:54. Some strange stories today. It's a strange story Monday. A Frankenstein plant has been invented that grows both tomatoes and potatoes. Now would you want labeling on foods? A Chinese doctor grows a nose on a man's forehead. Looks like a fake story. Is it fake?
Oh, completely real. That is completely
for
documented.
A nose transplant?
Yeah.
Why didn't he grow it on his ass? Where I would have grown
it. Their jokes write themselves.
The texture of the forehead is the same as the nose. The ass is a much softer spot.
Rather have a softer nose than walk around looking like that.
If you got a working nose, it's the last place you want it. Come on.
Steve Ballmer of Microsoft said goodbye in a very Steve Ballmer manner. He's Ballmer-bastic. So Pedro will play that audio for us.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, looking at some really slow traffic out there. One spot where we're seeing stop-and-go volumes is I-5 northbound through Federal Way. You're going to see some pretty heavy traffic from 320th all the way up towards South Center, northbound 405 through the S-curves, turning into a bumper-to-bumper commute. We're also dealing with heavier volumes southbound I-5 through the Linwood area, turning into a really slow drive at the moment. So be cautious out there. Lots of rain coming down, making the roads pretty slippery.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit. Hey, car driver, experience real commuter freedom by riding Sound Transit. You can free yourself from rush hour and do so much more with your commute time. Plan your next trip with the easy trip planner at soundtransit.org.
Did you hear it?
Did you see that?
Wow. The world is buzzing.
Crazy.
Insane.
Absolutely nuts.
About what just happened.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
I said, are you having fun this evening?
The biggest superstars on one stage.
All the biggest names in music.
The surprises.
Wow.
The music.
Dance.
And everything else that made you say,
can't believe it.
Relive it.
Watch it on the CW.
Tonight and tomorrow, watch the 4-hour, 2-night event on the CW.
We gotta get y'all dancing, get y'all moving.
Get photos,
pics, and video, and backstage chaos.
Mayhem, and so much more.
At iHeartRadio.com/Vegas.
We're gonna rock this joint tonight.
Then watch it on the CW.
The sold-out iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Festival,
where the music of the iHeartRadio app comes to life.
You will not go home.
Watch the four-hour, two-night event tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the CW 11.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see rain with a high of 56. Tonight, rain low down to 51. And tomorrow, clouds with light rain with a high of 58.
Starting in October, there will be a brand new way to get health insurance. It's called Washington Health Plan Finder, and it offers expert help, side-by-side comparisons, and new quality health plans that meet your needs and your budget. Learn more at wahealthplanfinder.org.
October is harvest month, and you'll find a bumper crop of dining values at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn. Enjoy a bountiful feast at Spice Bay Buffet with their Early Bird Dinner Special. Save $5 on all your buffet favorites with an Early Bird price of just $14.95, offered Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Or how about a plate of delicious fettuccine chicken Alfredo? Coyaba Grill is featuring fresh cooked fettuccine pasta topped with grilled chicken and Alfredo sauce for only $2.99, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. At BSB, Oktoberfest is in full swing. Enjoy a bratwurst dog served on a pretzel bun with whole grain mustard and sauerkraut for only $6.95, Sunday through Thursday from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. Get all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuggleshootCasino.com. Then stop in for a great meal and fun and friendly gaming at your casino, Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Get ready for fall driving at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get your choice of Prestone or Prestone DexCool 50-50 antifreeze coolant for just $11.99 per gallon. Or get your choice of Prestone or Prestone DexCool concentrate antifreeze coolant for just $13.99 per gallon. Now through November 30th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations or visit CarQuest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Have you got a smartphone? Get it connected to your car at Car Toys. You can be enjoying iHeartRadio today. Car Toys has every item they sell on display in all their showrooms, so you can take a listen to whatever you're considering, make the right choice, and have them expertly install it into your vehicle like the factory did it. And today, you can be enjoying iHeartRadio, 400,000 songs at your fingertips, 1,500 radio stations, including this one, no matter where you are on the planet. iHeartRadio and Car Toys can make it happen for you. iHeartRadio and Car Toys is a better way to go.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
All right, so you drink a bunch like every night or nearly every night, and you know the habit owns you, but you say, well, I could quit if I want to. I just don't want to right now, or leave me alone. I need to drink to relax, or I don't drink nearly as much as others. It's all a con job. You're conning yourself, fooling no one, getting increasingly addicted to a habit that'll take years off your life, years of respect for you, and fun for your family. And I also understand you're afraid to face the truth, partly because of the long, oft-times miserable road to sobriety, and partly because your brain has been programmed over the years by alcohol. But here's some good news for you and your family. Total painless, desire-free sobriety, just 10 days away at Seattle's Great Schick-Schedel Hospital, the nation's most successful in tackling and defeating the urge, the ugly compulsion to drink. Give them 10 days, they'll dramatically improve your life. Online at schickschedel.com or 800-CRAVING on Paddleday. I know the 10-day deal works to perfection because I did it, and I thank you for listening.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else.
Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle Tacoma area agent.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
How can Sedation Dentistry help me?
If going to the dentist is one of your greatest fears, you need to know you're not alone. I'm Dr. Mark Cajano with Seattle's Best Smiles, and I treat people just like you who want to change their dental health but are afraid. I simply give you a small pill, and while you are relaxed and comfortable, I can correct years of painful and embarrassing problems. Experience Sedation Dentistry once, and you will never be afraid to go to the dentist again.
To learn more, call 206-462-2466 or visit mysedationvisit.com.
When you want to discover more, just take a look around and you'll find what you're looking for.
Life is all about surprises. That little something extra you weren't expecting. Kind of like Fred Meyer, where you can find great food at lower prices every day. Plus, update your home. Start a movie night. Fill your closet. And get everything else you need when you need it. So what will you find at Fred Meyer?
Find what you're looking for.
95.7 KJR-FM thanks the Bellevue Lowe's for joining iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes to support hiring vets. Vets, listen up. The Bellevue Lowe's is looking to hire veterans. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes for a complete listing of open positions. Local businesses, go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes to register and learn more. Hire smart, hire vets. Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, seeing lots of cars on the DOT cameras really kicking up that rain. So make sure you leave plenty of room between you and the cars ahead of you, even if you're stopped in some pretty slow traffic. You do need to leave that space between cars. It's going to keep everybody out of accidents, hopefully, this morning. Right now, we're seeing some really slow traffic northbound I-5 from 320th all the way up into the South Center area. Northbound 405 through the S-curve stop and go as well. And it looks like your Everett to Seattle commute right now taking you about 45 minutes.
Support brought to you by Southwest Plumbing.
Last year, over 15,000 homeowners chose Southwest Plumbing. You can, too. For upfront pricing and guaranteed work, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call. Open weekends and evenings with no extra charge.
Southwest Plumbing, the one to call.